This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 638. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's so popular, he has his own Twitch emote. Wombat! I almost threw up while I was saying that.
Did you? What'd you do? You threw up. Yeah, I heard that. I actually saw that, and so did everyone else.
Right.
So... this is exciting. We're doing a live show.
Doing a live show on Twitch. The first time, first live show since episode 500?
I will take your word for that and say, of course.
Oh, Wombat. Can anyone not hear Wombat? How's the audio, people in the chat? Wombat is muted.
Oh, thanks a lot, dude.
We're going to have to start over because he read the ad.
No, we don't
have to start over. Chibi just needs to fix it live.
No, it's not. It's not muted. I'm only broadcasting my... Oh, I know why. Sorry, guys.
No,
here we go. Here we go. Look, watch this. Watch this. Now talk.
Oh, can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. They already missed all the jokes.
Yeah, I know.
I got it. Don't worry. I got it.
You know what? It gives people a reason to listen to the first minute and 15 seconds in their regular podcast feed and not just the live
show. We're double dipping that way.
Exactly.
Got to get the complete edition.
Get those numbers up.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem was when we had the starting screen up before, people could hear Shipwreck talking. So I turned Shipwreck off. Apparently, it stayed off when I went live. That's where the system broke down.
So you're saying that when you turned something off and never turned it back on, it stayed off and that surprised you?
Yes. That's
okay. Just checking. I just want to make sure.
It's a complicated setup here, Wombat. You don't understand what's going on. I know Wombat helped me test earlier, and he was doing his best to help me test, but all I needed really was just a connection to a computer. It was helpful. Sorry.
Thank you.
I don't want to go dark before like 2 minutes in.
That's okay.
We helped. I mean, we couldn't have done it. We did this. We put this all together in a day, and look at this production value.
I know. I was just adjusting my view of you guys. Hi, Shipwreck.
Hi, Wombat.
You know, I don't feel like you haven't said anything yet. So
I've said a few things. I was admiring your grunge outfit.
Thank you. I know. I put on a shirt over. I felt like just wearing a t-shirt was not inappropriate, but I was wearing just a plain t-shirt. It didn't say anything cool like your guys' t-shirts. So I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm editing the, I'm trying to make the video look better. But I've gone into studio mode and
it looks fine, I think.
Yeah, I think you're fine. Shit, people want to know what beer you're drinking.
Oh, this is a Rheingeist Truth. It's an IPA.
That's made up.
That does sound made up.
It's Rheingeist's.
Was that
beer.
Nazi beer?
I think it's anti-Nazi beer. It's
okay. That's, good.
Yep, right here on the label, anti-Nazi.
good job.
There we go. Now I got the video good. I think.
I'm drinking purified drinking water from our friends at Target.
Yes. Well, welcome to the show. This is, this is E3 week right now. Or no, next week.
Next week. This would have been our pre-3 show.
Pre-3, right, okay.
Yeah, this would have been the pre-3
show. I almost would have been packing by this point.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile.
You guys would have been mad at me for having not gone.
Wait, I thought you were going this year. Why aren't you going?
I would have gone, but we'll go with that. Yeah, I would have been there. It would have been awesome. We would have had a good time.
I'm disappointed that you weren't going to go.
I don't know.
He was
Why weren't you going this year?
Well, actually, It's been such a weird year. Who knows? Who knows what would have happened? I can't really see one way or another.
Eaten by a dinosaur on the way to the airport anyway, so.
Yeah, it's like, who knows? Like, this is the strangest year on record, so.
Right. Well, I want to tell everybody in the chat that we are raising some money here for the Color of Change. So any Twitch money that comes to the channel, or you can donate directly through the link in the chat. That'll all go to Color of Change. And you see we have a little thing on top of the screen, that little donation bar, very professional. So you can look up what they're all about on their website.
Cool.
So I have to apologize in advance. I planned on putting a lot more content on the outline, but I had a small medical emergency right before the show.
What was your small medical emergency right before the show?
It happened again where I was cooking with spicy peppers and I touched my pee-pee. And it,
what? I don't want to be where you're cooking things if you're cooking, you're touching your pee-pee.
No. I touch my pee-pee when I go to the bathroom to make a pee-pee. The problem was you really have to like scrub your hands clean when you're cooking with peppers. These were poblano peppers, so I wasn't that worried, but they were spicy.
I was gonna say, did you make pork tacos?
I did.
I had that tonight as well.
I made that tonight as well. I put a picture in the Discord. Fantastic.
I'm glad we all pre-fueled the same way.
Yeah, with the same meal.
And your penises were fine, is what you're saying.
Well, the thing is, you shouldn't get that sensation from poblano.
It was spicy. It was very spicy today.
I don't believe
it. Once in a while, they're like, spicy. I was sweating while I was eating them. That was before the penis.
That sounds like an excuse for just having a sensitive wiener.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
You know, it might be.
Your wiener can't handle a poblano. I don't know.
I mean, if you said jalapeno, I would have been like, sure. No. Just a couple of weeks ago, I did the jalapeno eye thing. And that's the worst.
Right.
Because I was like screaming and I had to fill it, you know, you take a cup and you fill it with water and you stick it on your face like a goober and you just hang out there until the pain goes away. I had to do that. And then 3 hours later, I had forgotten and touched my eye again. And twice in the same night, I had to do the cup and the eyeball because, you know, I'm a genius.
Yeah, the penis hurts pretty good.
I could imagine. You could also stick that in water.
I did. I took a shower. I had to take a shower.
Yeah. Well, that's Or you could just take like a cup and fill it with water, or in my case, a pitcher, fill it with water.
You know what the problem is?
Thanks for stepping on my joke.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go back.
He already told it.
Oh.
I told it.
Good. I'm glad I stepped on it.
What? Wombat's the Kool-Aid man over here.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I think I used my big tablet too much, and that's what the problem was. Yeah. Things are a little raw.
There you go.
They didn't like that contact with the poblano. Anyway. Nope.
Too much Long Island Lolita for you.
No. Not, I couldn't get off Amy Fisher's page fast enough. I almost put my finger through the screen trying to close that window.
Yep.
I was going to lecture Wombat about looking at the chat. I was going to say we have to set some rules for the show. But I think everything's going fine so far. So maybe we don't need to have any rules. I wrote set the rules on the outline, but maybe we don't need any rules.
Wow, it's like Passover.
Wait, that's not what happens at Passover.
On most nights, we have rules. On this night, we don't.
Right, and we turn the table over with all the food on it. People are playing bingo in the chat. Did you see the CADcast bingo board?
Oh,
I didn't. I had to put my little light on, though.
Play with stuff.
No, don't look. Yeah, stop playing. That's okay. We do have to set the rules. The rules are don't play with things. Stay focused. And what else? Don't look at the chat too much. Once in a while, you can check in, but don't, you know, stay focused on the show.
Even when you're not talking.
I just wanted to put the little light on behind me. That's all. I'm done. Okay. It's not that big a deal. Okay.
Good.
Go back. You set up a nice outline. What's next?
Oh, are you sending your kids to camp this summer?
We got the governor said this week that day camps in New York are opening on June 29th.
Okay.
And both of my children, I mean, we sign up for day camp in September. Like the day camp ends, we sign up for camp the following year.
Okay.
And as of right now, we do plan on sending our kids to day camp.
Okay.
They are part of, they're regulated by the state. It's, you know, partially publicly funded, I believe. So it's a non-for-profit. So they have, you know, different rules they have to follow. They're CDC monitored for everything that's going on.
Right.
And from what I've been told, about one third the amount of kids as normal are going to be there anyway.
What about sleepaway camp? Would you...
Sleepaway camps are all closed.
Not in... What about Pennsylvania, where Ty goes?
All closed.
In Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Oh. They're still accepting applications. Ty's really looking forward to it. He's like trying to get all of his friends going. He's writing the guy emails by himself. He's writing the camp director emails. Like, he really wants to get the fuck out of here.
I mean, my children haven't really been outside in 3-4 months, it feels like. Has it been 3 months?
Who knows? 3 years.
Yeah. And, you know, knowing that they'll be in a very wide open, safe space where there are going to be people trained to handle this situation, I feel
viruses?
Like...
Huh? These people
had to clean.
We should
things.
Get these people out and to everybody then.
Yeah, you'd think pay for it. That's it's not free.
Right. I don't know. I just would shipwreck. Would you send your kid to summer camp? No fucking way. Shaking his head. No way.
No, my kids aren't going anywhere.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I mean, it's a very weird situation. On one hand, yes. Am I nervous as hell? Of course I am. I'm a human being.
Right.
On the other hand, do I want my kids outside for the summer as opposed to locked up indoors for another 2 months? I mean, ugh.
Right, yeah. I know. I want him to go, but we'll see. I guess
it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. And again, as soon as you know, God forbid something happens, the whole camp's just going to shut down. So.
Right. It's not, the camp is not in China or something. It's Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's, yeah. It's 10 minutes away. But it's also one of the largest campgrounds on the island. It's huge. Right. A lot of other day camps are closing because a lot of day camps on Long Island are small.
Sure.
You know, space-wise. So they can't fit that many people. This camp just happens to be gigantic.
Ty's going to be devastated.
We'll see what happens.
He's going to be devastated. He's going to have to start his own Twitch channel, I think, this summer. Otherwise, he's going to just lose his mind.
I'm in a different situation, though, where I naturally... where I'm located, just have more room and my kids are smaller.
You can just bring the camp to your backyard.
I can.
Are you going to get a pool?
No.
What about like an inflatable pool? Really big one. I've seen someone.
Those are impossible to get.
Oh, they're all gone. Right. Yeah, right. They're right. All gone. I read about that. Pools. Yeah. Everyone, pools are in demand.
Mm-hmm.
My kids are small enough that I can just get the little kiddie pool out there.
Nice.
They're fine with that.
Right.
But we bought a cabin since the last show.
Nice.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Is this like an Armageddon type situation cabin, like escape from society?
A little bit. It's our COVID retreat.
COVID retreat.
It's the,
okay.
You're instead of going on vacations and flying somewhere, now we have a place where we can go and go on the weekends and it's about 2 hours away from us. So
nice. It's like your Hamptons.
Go to the woods. It is.
The Hamptons of Ohio.
Now Wombat has no excuses for visiting because
as long as there's no cat hair in the cabin.
There's no cats in the cabin.
Can you import
it? We're not going to take our cats.
Perfect.
Shit, bring a little cat hair. Just, you know.
Like a little vial of it.
Bag. A little baggy.
Spread it on his bed, wherever he's going to sleep at.
But, nice. So that's big news.
It is kind of out of the blue, but yeah, it should be fun. You guys should come sometime.
I will. Sounds good. I was telling Mrs. Cheapy, she still wants to visit your house. I think she's more interested in visiting your actual house than, I don't know. I'm not sure where she is on that actually. She definitely wants to check out the regular house though.
She's welcome as well.
Right. She wants to check out.
Everybody's welcome.
Everybody?
Come to Ohio. It's drivable.
Speaking of homes, remember the other day, Wombat, when you told me, when I woke up in the morning and you told me that my hometown was trending on Twitter?
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, not for me or you, but you know.
Did you even, you didn't look to even see why it was trending, right?
Of course I did.
Oh, you did look. Oh, because I asked and you said you didn't know. You just did that to
I did.
Oh. But you said you didn't know when I asked you, right?
I don't think I said I didn't know.
You just wouldn't. You weren't going to tell me.
I just wasn't going to tell you. I see.
Meanwhile, it's like, it's really horrible. Like, it really like messed me up for, it's still the, like I, you know, not to like bring the show to a screeching halt or anything, but I just want to say like, you saw Merrick, Merrick usually were known for really positive things like Amy Fisher and Debbie Gibson. But, you know, there was a Black Lives Matter protest through the streets and there were people in Merrick just like waiting on the sidewalk to counter protest them. And it really made me feel like feel bad about being from Merrick and think about how, you know, white that town is and how there was like one kid, one black kid in my whole high school, maybe two. And just like what a shitty situation. And also like, how stupid are those people? Like, I get it. Like, they don't think that they're racist. They think that they're righteous and everything. But they so don't think about what they're doing that they do the exact thing. They don't want the protests happening in their town. Like, I understand. Like, nobody wants anything, like, controversial happening. But, like, by doing something like that, you're just guaranteeing more of that. That's
how- it was there again. It's been there again for the last two nights, and it gets bigger and bigger every night.
Of course. Like, that's how these people, they don't think that they're racist. They think that they're righteous. So they don't even apply reason to just the most basic things. Like, what's the goal? Okay, we don't want people protesting in our town. So how can we avoid that? Bring a lot of attention to it by doing something like ridiculously racist or outrageous, you know, just it made me very sad, Wombat.
I understand that.
And my parents just sold their house in Merrick literally last week.
I know. I was by your parents' new place this afternoon.
You stalking them?
I'm stalking them.
Right.
No, I had to go visit my brother, and he lives around the corner from them.
Oh, what's going on? Why is this moving? I'm not moving that. Was I? Sorry.
I don't know. I'm not watching.
The video was moving.
I'm not,
maybe I was clicking and not even realizing it. I don't know.
Wombat's obeying the rules. I don't.
Hold on. It ships.
Yeah, I honestly hadn't been looking at that screen until this is my first time looking at it.
Sorry. I have it all perfect now.
You know.
And there's a big fly flying around here.
Well.
Anyway.
Help me.
It was just really bad. And Merrick, you know, and the other thing, and Merrick was in. You know, did you read the thing about Ben and Jerry's? They put out some like really intense anti-racism statement.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Right. So those guys are from Merrick.
They are?
Yeah. But they sold the company. They sold the company like years ago to a huge conglomerate. But then you're like, wow, that's even like bold for a big company like that. But then of course the company is from Europe. So like they're not an American company, so they didn't.
Is it Frusenglage?
No, it's Unilever.
Is Unilever European?
Right. Oh, Wombat needs more.
They were based
screen
in New Jersey.
Wombat, move over a little to your window. There you go. you can solve the problem. I got to get Shipwreck's name on the screen, otherwise it's going to look weird. There you go. Just lean. So anyway, Merrick, you got to get your shit together. And at least, like, if you're going to be racist, apply some logic to it, for Christ's sake. I mean, what are you guys thinking?
What?
No, I'm just joking.
Let's not do that either.
Yeah. How about they just not be racist? Yeah.
Right. Like, that seems like
course,
a pretty
of
good.
Of course. It's just, it's unbelievable.
Pretty good course of action.
Of course. It's just unbelievable.
Do your best to not be racist.
Yes. Yes. So apply reason to everything, please.
There's always things that you just inherently don't understand until you realize that you're being racist about something.
Right.
That's where you learn.
The issue that I've been having lately is, you know, a lot of the people in the parents groups, the local parents groups, have been posting things that I don't necessarily disagree with. Some things worse than others. And these are the parents of my children's friends.
Right.
And it's, how do you handle that situation? Do you say nothing? And then there's the other half of that situation where it's like, I don't know if I want my children associating with these children. And does that make me a bad person? Or do I just let it go? I honestly, I literally don't know. I don't know the answer to this question.
Maybe, you know, you can educate your child and then your child can educate their child.
I like to think that that I'm doing that. Hopefully.
Use hypnosis.
Yeah, well, I do that anyway for other things. You will go to bed.
Right. So yeah, that's what's going on, and that's been occupying a lot of my time. I haven't been able to watch all those Merrick videos because I watched one and I was like, I saw there were more and I tapped out. That's how bad it was. But I did in more positive news, I started an online rowing class, which I really recommend if you buy a rowing machine. And it's really difficult to row properly.
I mean, I'd make fun of you for spending money on garbage, but someone else on this show bought a house for no reason. So
this was only like $170 for 20 classes. And like,
oh no, you're in the clear for a while now.
Yeah, I could buy a lot of dumb shit. Chip, can I borrow some money? I got a lot of dumb shit I need to buy.
I've invested mine elsewhere.
Yeah, well, anyway, so I've been doing this class. Did you
Shipwreck read that people want equity and he got confused.
Did you like I sent Ship and Wombat my critiqued rowing form. The coach, you can send the rowing, a video of yourself rowing and he'll draw on it and tell you what you're doing wrong. I was doing everything wrong. It's pretty great. Except I was sitting good. He said I could sit good.
I could vouch for that. I've seen you sit.
I'm a good sitter. Yeah,
I've never had a problem with your sitting ability. Yeah.
No, but I hunch over like this. I have to really like engage the core, sit up like this. It's hard. That's why I'm sweating right now. What else we got going on? Where are we even?
Oh, because this came up last week with my ability or inability to use tools.
Okay.
And I want to just tell a quick story that we bought a hammock online. I don't remember which site. It doesn't matter which site. I didn't buy it. I just happened to be home when the doorbell rang, and my wife said, oh, it's that hammock I bought. So I didn't ask any questions, but I took it to the backyard, and I go to put it together. And the instructions were literally, it was like two steps. It's like, just snap everything into place, and you're all set. And I'm like, great. And I go, and I'm going to put everything together, and I go to put in the last pole into the other pole, and I could see the dent in the base of the pole.
Always.
Yeah. So, of course, it won't slide on. And I'm all pissed. And I'm like, okay, now do I have to rebox? Do I have to take this apart, rebox it, tape it up, and send it back to wherever it's from? And before I did that, I'm like, wait a minute. I knew we had a Dremel somewhere in the house. So, I of course, don't know where anything is, and I had to ask. But once I got the Dremel, I did it. I actually Dremeled down the side where it was poking in.
Wait, Dremel? What Dremel? What?
It's a like a little spinning. Think of like.
Do you not know what a Dremel is, TP?
Yeah,
it's like a Hanukkah. You spin it and you play the.
That's a dreidel. Oh. It's like a wheel on a drill, and the wheel spins really fast on the end of the drill. Yeah, like a little buzzsaw, but this is more like a stone, and you use it to smooth out the inside. So I smoothed out the inside and I fixed the pipe on the hammock, and we didn't have to just return it. I repaired the broken hammock using power tools.
Wow.
And I can say the hammock works wonderfully.
You know, I don't use the word hero often, Wombat, but you, sir, are the greatest hero in American history.
No, that's an accurate statement.
Nice work.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I wanted.
Yeah. I still don't know what it is, but I'm going to pretend like...
You really don't know what it... See, now this is good, because now people make more fun of you than me.
That sounds like... Yeah. At least it wasn't something... Well, you fixed it anyway, so it had a happy ending.
It did. I fixed something using power tools. Oh. Like a real man would.
Okay, let's do some show feedback. We're like...
Yeah, there wasn't very much. Hufferstall just wanted... please link to those Wi-Fi switches. I scrubbed your Twitters and couldn't find the name. So this is just a reminder that you never said what the switches were last week?
The name is terrible. I know I said it. It's just you can never remember this name. They've designed it that way on purpose. It's just like one of those forgettable names. It's Cassetta, is it? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's the Lutron Cassetta.
Yeah, Lutron is the name that you've heard of before. That's the brand name. And the model is Cassetta.
Right, everybody knows Lutron. They just don't know what Dremels are.
He was my favorite Autobot.
Nice.
I installed some more Lutron switches. Cassetta switches this week.
It's
a weekend thing that I do every week now. It's just, hey, that switch isn't
I had a professional electrician in my house to install a light fixture because I wasn't going to touch any of the wires in my house.
Right.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
How is it? Is it the light fixture behind you?
No, it is not the light fixture behind me. That's been here. We got that when we moved in. We replaced the light fixture in my daughter's room because she thought the one that she had in there was a baby's light fixture, and she's a big girl. So, you know, that's what happens when they turn 12.
Right. People in the chat were complimenting my good lighting with my green backdrop. And I bought one of those ring lights. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, those LED ring lights. I got that over here. Anyway, should we do Watch This, Bitches? Is it the time?
Yeah.
Should we watch it? So one of the CAGs has been trying to get us to watch Undone, which is a series on Amazon Prime Video. Prime Video is what you call that, not Amazon Prime Video. Anyway, it's one of these shows where they film it and then they animate over it. There was a couple of movies like that. What was that movie, Wombat?
Scanner Darkly.
Yes.
Yeah. Rotoscoped.
Rotoscoped, yes. It's a series starring Bob Odenkirk and other people who I don't know. Ooh, there's a fly on my screen. On both of my screens. Oh, my
God. Just turned into Rodney.
No, hold on.
Ooh, there's a fly.
Oh, this is bad because if I hit this screen, it's going to fall
down. Looks good on you, though.
that didn't work. He just flew away. I already vacuumed up one fly today in the bathroom. Anyway, so this cat, I forgot the CAG's name. I'm really sorry. I should have written this down. But he's been trying to get us to watch this for a long time. And I went to go watch it. And I noticed that I already had watched the first episode. But I have no recollection of watching it whatsoever. So I went back and watched it again. And I don't know. It didn't really click for me. I'm sorry. And these guys will never watch it. So I just want credit for giving it a chance twice. Thank you. That is all. It looks really cool, though. The look is amazing.
We'll mark that down for you.
Yes. They nail the look. But maybe I should watch another episode. Anyway, what else we got here? Oh, Carl Kramer writes in and asks if anybody's watching Space Force on Netflix.
I am not watching that on Netflix, but I did watch all of season 3 of Somebody Feed Phil over the weekend. So that was on Netflix.
So that's not answering the question. Well, I guess you did answer the question. You said no.
Did you watch something on Netflix? And I said, no, I didn't watch that, but I watched something else.
Right. I heard it's not that good, though, Space Force. I don't think it got great reviews.
I heard mixed things on it, too, and that's why I was like, eh. And I knew Somebody Feed Phil would be entertaining.
Right.
And there was 6 hours of that, so, you know.
Right. Then you did it. Mm-hmm. You consumed it all.
I did.
Who watched Spirited Away? Ship, obviously.
I did.
Oh, you? Whoa.
Was not me this time.
No, HBO Max.
I've seen Spirited Away, but.
Oh.
HBO Max has all the Studio Ghibli films. And here's a confession. I don't think I'd had ever seen a Miyazaki film before.
Nani?
I just never had really access.
Now the world is yours.
So now that I have access to it for the first time in my life. I figured, why not watch one? And Elliot and Laura and I watched Spirited Away together.
Spirited Away is the one with the parents getting turned into something at the beginning of the movie? Okay, I don't want to spoil it.
I don't know if it's really a spoiler.
Oh, the bathhouse. It's the bathhouse one.
It happens literally within the first 10 minutes of the movie.
It's the bathhouse one. Okay.
It's a version of Alice in Wonderland.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pronounced Ghibli. I don't know.
Ghibli? Would I say Ghibli?
I don't know. But people in the chat are either correcting you or not. I don't know.
Who cares? Does it matter?
I
think you said it right, Wombat.
It doesn't matter.
Princess Mononoke should be the one you watch next. And I think you're...
Yeah, and we probably will. Yeah, I'm just saying that we watched it. It was our first one, really, for everyone. We all enjoyed it. It was a good time. My son said that he really liked it. He thought the animation was great. He thought it was very strange, and he doesn't think he ever needs to watch it again.
It's a little, a lot of his movies are intense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're not
framed in Western storytelling. Like, you get to the end of his movies, and you're like, okay, what did I just watch? Like, there's beats in there that are the same as Western movies.
Yeah.
But it's just like it doesn't wrap up in the same way that you would expect it to.
And again, he totally understood everything, and you know, I was very impressed with his ability to stay interested. But you know, yeah. But I think he's right. I think it's a kind of movie you should see, but I don't think you need to see more than once.
Right. I'm going to tell you something that's going to really make you upset, Wombat.
Okay.
Because you were talking about HBO Max, right?
Yes.
I still haven't opened it up.
That's crazy.
I thought about it, and then I was like, eh.
Apparently, a lot of people are watching Looney Tunes on it.
Right. Oh, Looney Tunes? Oh, yeah. We were talking about that today with Ty. We were trying to figure out which one came first. You probably know this stuff.
Oh, you know what else is on there that you would like? Although I think we talked about it last week.
Yes.
Was the old Sesame Streets.
Yes. I would probably like that. Wombat, which came first? Roadrunner or Tom and Jerry?
Tom and Jerry.
Correct. Good man.
Was that like the whole, like you were testing me?
Yes.
Seeing if I'm a fake fan? What is
right.
this?
Right.
Yeah, what is this? Know. You're going to tell me, name all the Beatle albums in order. You say you're a fan, name them in order.
I guessed wrong.
Don't forget the Dead
you
Baby cover.
You thought Roadrunner was before Tom and Jerry?
I don't know. Look, I'm not that bright. What do you want from me?
That's fine.
By the way,
it's just interesting.
I have a big update. We've raised... It's hard to read. Like $245, I think, for Color of Change so Great. Far. Shout out to Darkness, who's the top donor. That's exciting.
Is that how we do this?
That's how we do it. We just like...
Okay, you just wave your hands.
I wave a hand. I squint to try to read visual. The screen that's over there. I don't want to make it bigger. I think it's going to crash my computer if I make it too big. So yeah, it's something like, you know, yeah, that's what it says. $245. Pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys.
That's I watched awesome. A movie.
What'd you watch?
I watched the video game movie, Rampage.
Okay.
Have you seen this with The Rock?
No.
I did. Wombat I watched did. That I movie. Remember. I was very excited to see the movie Rampage when it hit cable the first time.
Uh-huh. It's a good playing movie. On repeat on TBS now, I believe. Yeah. Just over that and makes over sense. Again. that movie, man, I wish we would have seen that in 4DX.
Oh, we would have.
My goodness. Like, the special effects and the fights in that movie are pretty hilarious and more gruesome than what you would expect going in.
Yes. That movie is not a fun, like, let's watch this with the kids kind of movie.
Yeah. No, it's like they're always going to, like, jab out an eyeball or explode a dude's head or it's almost RoboCop levels of violence.
Yikes.
It's bad, but it's very watchable.
Yeah, especially if your seat is going like crazy and kicking you.
And The Rock, like he's just in there rocking it up. Like he knows he's probably in a terrible movie, but he's still having fun. Sure. It's still fun to watch him.
It's delightful.
Right. It's one of those things where he gets shot in the stomach like halfway through the movie, and he's like down for like maybe a minute, and then he's just like back at full strength, Rock.
I think that movie has the cardinal sin of the video game movie, where the characters are not, they don't look enough like what I feel like their video game counterparts look like. I'm not saying they should have been cartoony. I just think they were a little too ugly.
George is okay, right?
The white gorilla? I don't know.
He looked pretty gorilla-y. I mean,
also, I guess spoiler alert for a bad movie. It bothered me that the rampaging monsters were not secretly humans.
Oh, that was their creative license they took with it.
It's not good enough.
Right. That's the canon for the whole Rampage. Like, what the hell?
Exactly. It's not rampagey enough. Like, it didn't have to be called Rampage.
Right.
Like, you know,
the are you really upset that they desecrated the license of Rampage here?
I am a little upset that they desecrated.
Are you worried what they're going to do with Joust?
Oh,
can
exactly.
you imagine what Joust is going to be like?
I can't. It makes me sad.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I'm probably not going to watch it. I'll be honest.
It's very watchable. Yeah. Like if
I'll tell Ty to just punch me in the back every few seconds while we're watching.
Perfect.
What else we got here? Master Cy, I don't know how to say that. He wants to know if I've been if I watch pro table tennis because he's been betting on games and making money.
You watch pro table tennis?
Yes, of course I do.
Oh, okay.
Of course I do. You didn't know I did?
You only talk about it every episode.
If you need some tips,
I believe it's only been asked because people want to complete their bingo.
Oh, is that what's happening? Oh, am I being trolled?
You are being trolled.
Oh man. All right, well, if there's a bingo square for a HelloFresh ad, someone's about to call bingo because it's time to talk about HelloFresh. Of course, HelloFresh is the meal delivery service. You can get fresh pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal ingredients delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking fun, easy, and affordable. We haven't had a HelloFresh ad in a long time because probably they've been overrun with people signing up for HelloFresh. I don't know. I've been trying to order more HelloFresh than usual and I have not been able to, but we've been having some good meals. And this is what's up next. The bulgogi beef meatballs. Look, visual aid, everybody.
I did not get that this week, but I did get the shepherd's pie. That's what I'm
making. Oh, I've never had that.
Me neither. That's why we got it. But we all made the same thing tonight, which was the pork tacos with poblanos.
And we've learned that you are not guaranteed to have a medical emergency. It was just me who had a problem. But anyway, you can break out of your recipe rut with HelloFresh's bountiful selection of seasonal chef-curated recipes. There's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and prepping so you can enjoy cooking and getting dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or even 20 minutes with their quick recipe options. Yeah, I really enjoy not going to the grocery store to buy groceries, especially now. The only time I go, I never go to the grocery store, really. I go to Target and just pick up a few things, but I got all my meals covered. And of course, you can easily change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need. Yeah, it's pretty great. We've all been doing HelloFresh forever. It's really changed my life because now I cook and I didn't cook before. So you should all really check out HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/60CADCAST and use code 60CADCAST to get $60 off your first 3 weeks, including free shipping on your first box. That's HelloFresh.com/60CADCAST. With coupon 60CADCAST to get $60 off your first 3 weeks with free shipping on your first box. I'm about to pass out. Additional restrictions apply. Please visit HelloFresh.com for more details.
You got it? You made it through?
That was your time to read the chat, Wombat. I hope you made good use of it.
I did.
I hope you scrolled through the entire thing and just
checking to make. I watched our listener count drop by 10.
That's okay. It was worth it. You know why? Because there's a new segment coming up that no one else knows about. It's called How Does Shipwreck Do It?
Oh.
Where we ask Shipwreck.
I didn't know about this.
No, nobody knows about it because I just made it
up. Okay.
I was trying to figure out what HDSDI stood for this whole time.
Now you know.
Yeah.
So this is a new segment where we ask Shipwreck how he does seemingly simple tasks.
Okay.
So, number one, Shipwreck. You're in your bathroom, and there's a very large fly in the bathroom. He's fast. How do you get the fly? What do you do? What do you do?
What do I do? I get.
How does Shipwreck do it?
How do I do it? Yeah. We actually don't have a lot of flies, but if we did have a fly.
Yeah.
All right. I would go get some kind of paper product.
Okay.
And like pieces of paper type of thing.
Yeah. I need an engineer's mind to see how.
Oh, you're just asking me how to get rid of flies in your house. Is that what this is?
No, I wanted. How does Shipwreck do it?
Okay.
How do you get rid of a fly?
If I was to get rid of a fly, I would get like a magazine or some pieces of paper or something and hit the fly with it.
Okay, and magazine. Would, you would roll up a magazine.
Yeah, that's I would roll up something. Oh, actually, not even roll it up all the way. Just have a nice like flat surface. Okay. So I have.
I was gonna say you don't want to roll up a magazine. You want to keep
Wombat,
it.
Wombat, this isn't your flat, segment.
Flat and opened, but he's. I'm trying to help.
Defeats the purpose of the segment. I need to know because how Shipwreck does it.
If you use it flat and opened,
I'm gonna get a handle. Like I'm gonna roll up the part that's in my hand.
Yes.
So that I have something to hold it with.
Yes.
And then it's gonna fan out, and then I'm going to hit the fly with it, and the fly is going to fall down, and then I'm going to pick it up with that same paper, and just in case, I will take it down outside of my house and throw it outside.
Okay.
Just in case I've only stunned it.
Now we know.
That's how I do it.
Flies.
I advise the unrolled magazine because this way, if you miss, but you swing it hard enough, you may actually be able to stun the fly with the wind.
Ooh.
The actual force of you using the magazine could be enough to knock the fly out of the air and get it on the ground. And then you have the option of either using the magazine or the quick step.
Right. Well, thank you, Shipwreck. Now we know how does Shipwreck do it.
Okay.
Thank you. That's our new segment.
Great.
We got some shopping news for you. Sega is releasing several Game Gear micros, and they're really micro. They're like the size of, I don't know, like three postage stamps.
they're really small. What is this thing? Like, is it a keychain?
Maybe like, they just don't expect people to really.
It's like
play
the size of like a Tamagotchi.
It looks perfect for my hands.
It's like those really tiny arcade machines. They're not really meant to be played. I mean, they're playable, of course, but no one's going to really sit down and like go Pac-Man on a thing this, you know.
But these are inches. Aren't these like these are $50 each for four games?
Yeah, they're expensive. Yes,
but Chip, who are you, people who know what a Game Gear is, like that's a really like specific part of the population. Like those are the people who are willing to spend that type of money to get any type of Game Gear. If you know what it is, you're already like interested. I feel well. I don't know.
I don't know if you're interested. You know what it is still, if you know what it is. Right. I can agree with that.
Right. I'm not interested. But I go, oh, once I hear $50, I'm not interested.
Once I hear $20, then I'm like.
But they're not coming out here anyway, right? They're not even coming out in the States.
Right. Oh, is that a Japanese thing only?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Oh, Kyle Links in the chat says they're coming out with a magnifying device to put over it. So if you really want to play it, yeah, it does seem like it's like more of like a working collectible thing to look at. That yes, you can play it if you have to, but people aren't buying it for that. I feel.
I mean, $50 though is that's a lot.
Right.
That's a lot of money for this little thing.
Yep, and all the games are different depending on which color you get.
Right.
Also, isn't it time for a new Outrun? I feel like we haven't seen an Outrun game in a long time.
That is true. You know what it's definitely time for? It's time for new releases.
Let me scan to see if Outrun is in these new releases.
I don't think so.
Is Outrun in the new releases?
Outer Worlds
new Outrun?
Is.
Not this week. Outrun didn't make it this week.
What about a bike riding game? Any bike riding games in the new releases?
I'm sure there are.
Yes. Tour de France 2020.
Most weeks, I feel like there's probably a bike riding game, and you just have to find it. So Tour de France 2020. What do you have to say about that, Wombat?
Live strong.
It's really great.
Mm-hmm. I have a Tour de France game for Xbox, the original Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
My parents picked that up for me when they were in France. So
you enjoy that?
I haven't played it recently. It's been a little while since I've broken out Tour de France. I think the rosters are really outdated by now. So
right, yeah. Can't play biking with outdated rosters. That's
right.
It's lame.
I think Greg was in that game. What was his name? Was
Greg?
Greg was the number one rider for a while, right?
Before oh yeah,
Greg Le Bikeman.
Greg
right. Greg Dumont.
No, that's the diver.
Greg.
It's a swimmer.
Man. What was Greg's last name?
Lamond.
Lamond, thank you. I was close.
Thank you, Bickle. Bickle T.
Yes, Greg Bicklet. Greg the World.
What what's the big release this week? Is it the Clubhouse Games on Switch? That seems to be getting great reviews.
I'd say people really seem to like it. I remember really liking Clubhouse Games on the DS.
Yeah.
So
That's the big one.
It's got checkers. Is that what that is?
It's got
again?
A lot. It's got 51 worldwide classics, I'm thinking.
I was going to say, it has 51 games on it. I don't know what they are, but there's 51 of them.
Is Brain Training coming out next week? What's going on here?
That would be, I mean, remember that? That's a smart move. It'd make a lot
remember
of money.
Remember when that was the, like a big deal? Remember that?
Of course.
Remember when that was a big deal?
I was living in Japan when that all went down. People were going nuts.
Seems like such an innocent time.
Out Buddies DX. I'm interested in that one. That one's coming out. That is, it's a Metroid style game that looks like Metroid.
Oh.
It's a, I don't know, 16-bit type of looking game, but there's, it's not even a Metroidvania because it looks exactly like Metroid.
Oh, Out Buddies DX.
Yes. Out Buddies DX.
I like that price. Oh, yeah, of 16, that. 16.19.
Oh, I shouldn't play the video. It might crash my computer. Let's try.
Look at that. No, don't look at that.
Right. It does look like Metroid. Okay. I'm not even going to load the video. That's enough.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
Yeah. Let's not load the video.
The Outer Worlds did come out for Switch. They sent me a code for that and I have downloaded it, but I have not had a chance to play it before the show, but I'll play it and report back next week. I know Wombat likes that game.
It's a very good game. I like The Outer Worlds a lot.
Nice. Anything else this week?
Potato Fairy Flower came out for Switch.
I remember you talked about that. I made potato jokes.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you've talked about that more than anyone I know.
Potato Fairy Flower. That's a game.
Right.
I don't know. It's the week before E3. Nothing comes out right now.
Right. You're right.
It's fine. Slow.
Burnout Paradise Remastered is coming out on... maybe it's just new on Steam. It was probably on some EA. Mm-hmm. Yeah. EA Origin or whatnot. All right, let's move on then to news, multi-platforming, and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk.
I played some Rainbow Six last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did download the... it's over though, right? That special thing with the
shadows? It's long gone, yeah.
Damn. I almost got there, dude. I downloaded it and everything.
You should. I think if you streamed that on Twitch, even though it's PC, people would be interested in watching you play it.
Yes,
I would say you could get it again. It's back on sale for like $10 on consoles, but you wouldn't play it.
Yeah. Let's see. Baby Muffin Time writes in and wants us to talk about next gen stuff because this is supposed to be E3 week, but he's wrong. It's next week is E3 week.
And it may even get delayed even longer.
Yes.
So.
Well, Sony was supposed to do their big presentation this week, and they delayed it because of all the unrest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know we don't really know anything new. I don't know what to talk about.
Not much.
But I'm excited. Did you
is
see my wall
of Game Fest still happening, or did that?
Summer of Game? Summer of Jeff Keighley, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. It seems like, it is hard like to get excited about games, I think, for a lot of people right now with what's going on.
It's that, and I have to, like, having been at a lot of the Sony press conferences and seen a lot of the Sony press conferences, they're generally really graphic, right? They're really graphic. They show a lot of depressing type situations. And I think obviously they were smart in moving it and not doing it this week because of just it's not the week to do that type of thing. But I also think that probably contributed was just the tone of some of their games are not what you want to have out right now.
Yeah, you're totally right. Because we always, when we go to the E3 Sony presentations, we're always shocked about how violent they are. Like, remember the last year with the it was Last of Us, right? Or
they didn't have one last year, but
there's going to be the church there would one. Probably
the year before was Last of Us. It was Last of Us in the samurai game, and then Spider-Man.
Hey,
and those are things that they probably would be showing now. A lot of the Last
Ship's
of
totally
Us
right. Too. Totally right. And then I'm sure everything was obviously ready to go. They can't retool it, so they have to. Anyway, shout out to DeFatty for gifting 5 subs. That's really nice, DeFatty. It's good to hear from DeFatty again. Remember
Yay.
DeFatty? Long time CAG. I've been playing more Minecraft Dungeons. And I don't think that I'm going to be playing more Minecraft Dungeons.
What do you think of that so far?
I find it,
or thought of it.
It's like it's lacking like the shine of Diablo, like the visual flair of Diablo. It's just it does not hook me with its gameplay. It needs something else. It's just the look of it is too simple. And
I know it. And it's for someone who's very much is not a fan of crafting, I think that's the key that's missing. I think if it was, you know, at the end of each level, you were able to make your next weapon to help you in the level after that, maybe that would add something. And also the whole idea of the fact that the walls are just complete. There's like nothing destructible.
Yeah, yeah.
Even Diablo has stuff you could break.
Yeah, I mean that's part of the visual presentation. I mean it's in those games it's actually kind of a big part. So there's not a lot of doesn't seem like you're doing a lot of damage to anything. I mean I'm sure it builds up as you go, but I don't know. I think Ty is like disappointed that
it might be for small children.
Yeah,
but it gets hard. It gets hard when you get to like the towards those last two levels. Yeah. I mean, yes, you can lower the difficulty, but...
You beat this game in like 4 hours, right, Wombat?
I didn't beat it. I just never went... I didn't go back to it.
You got... Right, yeah. It's no Children of Morta, as Cal Lynx points out in the chat. Yeah, Children of Morta. I should go back to that. I wonder if there's any new content there, but it was getting hard. And we are still playing Streets of Rage 4, which is just so good. So good. We're on the last level. We cannot beat the last level. Mrs. Chibi dies very quickly. The last level is very hard. You start off with your health basically completely drained. You can't get hit for a while. Otherwise, you'll just die, lose a life right away. But that game is just, it's like playing a beautiful painting. But, you know, with a lot of beating up. Yeah, for real. I hope they license the shit out of that and just shove it down our throats with anything, any cool licensed shit. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, please. Like, that would be... They must be doing it, right? I think the game probably was pretty successful.
I know DC16... I think it was DC16. There's a fan-made Turtles of Rage game that you can play it on emulators.
Right.
It's supposed to be... It looks pretty good. I have not played it yet, but I watched some videos of it, and that looks pretty fun. And I'm going to boot that up and play it with my kids some because they're both really into Turtles.
Right. By the way, Streets of Rage 4 is on Game Pass. So definitely check that out if you have that. What else we got here?
Just also in the same vein as the Sony delays, Fortnite is delayed again. This is the third time that they've delayed the end of the season event and the start of the new season. It's just the only thing that's sort of weird about the delay is the event was originally going to be on a Saturday, which makes a lot of sense. But now it's been moved to a Monday. So, I don't know. Whatever.
Does that matter to you?
Are you busy?
I guess
Monday not good for you?
It's more about my kids.
Is Monday not good for your kids?
They still have school. Yeah. Kind of a bummer. Also, Aquaman.
Your kids like stay up all hours of the night. I'm pretty sure school, there's hours outside of school.
Yeah, I know. My daughter at this point only does her homework in the wee hours of night. Like we go to sleep and she'll have five things due. And then we wake up and she's done seven things. And it's like, what are you going to do? You're going to stop. It's working. She's getting her work done and correctly.
Right.
So...
Emily graduated kindergarten. We got the email.
Congratulations.
Did you put a sign up in your driveway? There's signs all over town like people graduated kindergarten.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was, yeah. Like, and high school. High school, I understand.
High school makes sense,
yeah.
And they put the flags of what college they got into. Someone's flying Harvard down the street.
Can you not graduate kindergarten?
No.
I mean, you could be held back.
How?
Can you? You're not graded.
If you poop in the paste dispenser enough.
Right. I think my guess is that the elementary school had to make the signs anyway for the kids who are graduating elementary school. And it's also the same school as the kindergarten. So they figured out, might as well make them for the kindergarten too. You know?
I don't have any problems with it.
Sounds like you have a couple problems with it.
We didn't get a sign.
Right. All right. I think I showed
her the email.
Right. Maybe you have to print out your
own. Hey, look at this. You got a certificate that says you graduated kindergarten.
Yay.
Good job.
And I think the last bit of news in your rainbow sexy talk blah 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 section, Wombat, is that there's going to be a Kingdom of Amalur remaster.
Cool.
Is it?
I enjoyed the first game. I didn't have the Bloody Sock edition.
Don't think like
repay back Rhode Island edition.
Right. I was going to say, like, where's this money going? Who owns the rights to this now?
Who owns this now? I forget.
I have no idea. I feel like it's owned by. Obviously, probably completely different.
Definitely, yeah.
But I couldn't tell you who. Maybe said, THQ Nordic.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Hey, Ship, can you read the guy's name in chat who just wrote THQ?
Touche.
Above that.
No, above that.
Streamlabs.
No, below that.
CLC Wolf.
Bingo. You're welcome, everybody.
So is with this remaster, are we getting like a $200 special edition?
Right.
That,
pay back the creditors edition.
Each copy comes with a deed to 1 square foot of Rhode Island.
They're selling bricks out of the former building. No. Where are we here? I think we're at the CAG bag. Is that possible? And we could even do a special chat CAG bag. When we get through the real CAG.
Yeah, game. I mean, there doesn't seem to be much else on here.
Well, hey, I handpicked these comments.
You did a great, no, I meant generally speaking outside of the CAG bag, doesn't seem to be much on. I wasn't.
No, for real, like
saying anything about you.
Yes, you know how I go onto my news RSS feed reader? I shit you not, 80% of the stories were about the unrest that's going on right now. Yeah, I'm from Kotaku, from various sites. Those are all the big stories. It's hard not to be, right?
I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's kind of important.
Yes, yes.
We're the only idiots not talking about it.
No, we do. What do you mean? We talked about it.
Yeah, we did.
McQueen writes in. He says, I really liked Wombat recommending parts of an old episode, the X-Bone E3. Could be a fun thing to mention old favorite bits as the anniversary approaches. Any other clip recommends? I don't know. Do you have any guys? Well, I was asking you, Wombat.
I don't know. Reboot Your Face. That's always a classic.
Major Nelson mentioned me on his podcast this week. He was reminiscing about his trip to Japan and how we visited the Toto Washlet showroom together.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I wonder if we talked about, we must have talked about it on the show. Unfortunately, I don't know what year that was. So I can't tell you what episode it was, but I can tell you it's definitely available wherever you get your podcasts, because all the episodes are out there. So just start listening to.
It's
going to be in September.
That's don't ask us what you should listen to. You listen and you tell us what you liked.
Yeah, we don't listen to the shows.
I have no idea.
I was really like sort of, I felt really nice that Major Nelson talked about that and remembered it, had fond memories of us hanging out in Tokyo together.
He's a nice guy.
I know. But like I remember, of course, that we hung out. I don't remember exactly what we did together, but so I was really glad that like it was memorable enough to him that it was memorable to me too, but I've given a lot of tours to people over the 9 years that I lived there. So like, anyway, this is going horribly wrong, but I I was happy to hear Major Nelson mention.
You're somehow talking your way into thinking that he's a bad person somehow.
No, talking in the way that I'm a bad person because I didn't remember what we did together. meanwhile, his whole house, I think, is fitted with Toto washlets. So it was all an inside job.
His whole house?
Well, I don't know. He's probably he's really
not just
into
the bathrooms.
I mean, I don't know. I think he has multiple Toto toilets. I feel like he does. I feel like it's really important to him. That's what I'm saying. All right.
Good.
What else we got here? Oh, J. Brad wants to know. He says, "Hey, Ship, you drink a lot of beers. What's your most favorite?"
I like IPAs, so I think my truth is the best local one. I like Zombie Dust. That one's a good one. I like a lot of different beers, so those are up there as my go-tos.
Right. All right. Sounds good. At Paul at, I don't know, dude. Our treaties, whatever.
Really, we're going to do this one? Okay, go for it.
No, I mean, it's not bad. He says, compare how you felt racism in Japan, if you felt it, and how is it different from the one currently in the front lines of the USA? Love the show, pals. I think in Japan, like, I got asked for my papers once when I was in the airport, just like waiting for the subway. That was really my only experience over 9 years of being singled out in any way, because they certainly weren't asking, you know, the Japanese people for their papers. But I did have friends who, they would get pulled over on their bike, but you know, the cops there, like, they're not like beating people most of the time. And for them to use their gun is like completely unheard of. Like, some shit has to really go bad for the guns to even be pulled from a Japanese cop. They're like, they're chained to the guy's belt, and they're like these revolvers from like 1970. They look ridiculous. So there's a lot of differences between what's going on in Japan and here. But yeah, I know people who got pulled over on their bikes a lot, but they weren't beaten. Anyway, at Digo64 asks if Ship is getting the Atari Evercade. Do you know what that is?
Isn't the Evercade just the one that has all the things that attach to it?
That's a portable. I believe it's a portable Atari.
I Googled it and I already forgot
what it was. Yeah, right. It plays cartridges. There's games on the cartridges. It's $80 and
oh, okay. I know.
Oh, it's coming out soon. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This is the thing where you can buy different cartridges full of games from different publishers. And is a handheld. Let's see how it is. I was thinking about it.
That's not a no.
That's not a no, but I feel like there's been so many of these.
I think some reviewers have already been sent them.
Sure.
So if you look, you might be able to find some feedback.
Well, feedback on these things is all over the place usually too.
Because the reviewers are bought off by the free.
No, it's not that the reviewers are bought off. It's just that the difference between somebody who hasn't been playing these games on something else versus picking it up and going, oh, I'm playing Earthworm Jim in my handheld now. This is the greatest thing ever.
Right.
There's a big span there. I
don't know if I'd want the Atari games. I feel like I've played the Atari games again enough. And I don't think they hold up as well as our memory wants us to think the Atari games have held up.
I don't think the Atari games have held up very well. So
yeah, I'm 100% positive. No need to even wonder.
Yeah, they exactly. They just haven't. The Lynx collection interests me in the sense that that's just sort of, you know, that's a different thing that you don't see too often. But
how much is this thing? You said $80?
$80, yeah.
I mean, how can you not at that price? Let me look.
I mean, it's not a new house.
I can play this in the cabin.
There you go.
Right. Good call. You're gonna need that. You're gonna need some entertainment.
I don't know. I'll do some research. I have not thoroughly researched this product.
All right, we'll get back to you on that. Any of these other questions? The Fatty has a question. Of course, the Fatty's gifts and subscriptions left and right over here. We got to read his question. If you can go back in time and change one thing about the CADcast, what would it be and why? Wombat.
Co-host.
Different co-host.
No, I'd see. If I could change anything, I mean, off the top of my head, maybe we wouldn't use stupid nicknames.
Oh, interesting.
But now I feel like we're stuck. So.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
I like the stupid nicknames.
I don't know. It's like, again, it's like, I don't hate them, but I don't know. Like, there's part of me that's like, would like the ability to kind of maybe go from one thing to the other without it being weird.
I don't think it would
but
be
at
that
this
weird.
Point, if, I don't know.
What do you mean one thing to the other?
The names? Like, you mean real names from the fake
real names? Real names and fake names and kind of, you know, have the ability to not be called Wombat all the time?
Well, like, Just like when, you know, somebody's yelling at you, they're not going to call you Wombat. When you say, when I say something stupid, you can say, David.
Yeah, I don't think I would say it like that.
David. Yeah,
that's how
David.
You talk, Wombat.
David.
David. That's my Van Halen video reference. David. David. I forgot. Can I get your autograph, David?
Very good.
Thank you. What song is that? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Me neither.
It's not Hot for Teacher.
Not, no. I think it's Just a Gigolo.
That would not be Van Halen.
No, they... What? That's oh, David Lee Roth. Okay, solo. Fine.
Have you not watched the documentary on David Lee Roth?
I have not. Is there one?
I'm sure there is. Bop. Scooby-dooby-dop. Bitty-bop. That's the name of the documentary.
Are you watching it now? I hear it. Sounds like you're watching
it
now.
No, that's the name of the documentary. You just have to search that on Netflix. You use the voice.
It's got great search. SEO.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to see that David Lee Roth documentry. Which one? Bop.
Boozy, boozy, bop. City bop.
Bitty bop.
How do you spell that?
Oh. See, I like that we have nicknames because it keeps stuff separate.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah. David didn't say that stupid thing. That was the Cheapy D character.
That was the character of Cheapy D, yes. Like there is a little bit of luxury in that. I'm not saying you're
there
wrong.
Isn't. There is a fly, though. That's on zero. My screen right now.
Do you have a magazine nearby?
I have this HelloFresh recipe.
That could work.
I could stab it.
Like, you could try the...
You're going with the wrong side of it, Cheapy.
No. I'm good.
Try the air stun method.
It's gone, and it's dark in here. What else we got? Any questions from the chat? Now's the time to post those up. I can see. Let's see where we are in the $375, I think. Is that what that says? Hold on. Let me look closer. Yes, it does. Thank you, everybody. That's really nice.
That's awesome.
Also, plus whatever the subs were. I haven't looked through all the subs. Seems like there's some donations coming through. That was really cool. What else? Uh-oh. Someone wrote, hey, Cheapy, I'm playing Saints Row the Third Remastered. Early in the game, I can't get you to help out, homie. Could I get a live busy message? Oh, what? Do I say something when I can't come? Well,
yeah, probably. Like, hey, I can't come to the phone right now. I'm too busy.
Oh, okay. I got
shooting
it.
Shooting people
right.
Or something.
He probably said something about us.
Yeah, like I'm uploading a podcast or...
Yeah, that's what it was.
Driving my kid to school or something. Or
yeah, it was uploading a podcast, I believe.
Yeah, sorry, Coomsta Punk. I can't come because I'm using my giant tablet locked in my bathroom. I'll hit you up later. In about 3 minutes.
My pee-pee's on fire.
Right, I'm in the shower because there's poblano pepper under my bell end. Meanwhile, you're going to be disappointed when you play that remastered game and when I do show up. If you don't know already, I don't look like me anymore. Are we at the end of the show? I think we're pretty much there. I'm sweaty. And I don't see any more questions in the chat. So I think we made it to the end. Right? So let's thank everybody for listening. Remind you to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. We got a contest going on there right now. You can win a $60 Best Buy gift card. Check it out. And what else? Oh, remind everybody to go to HelloFresh.com/CADcast. Use code CADcast to get $60 off your first 3 weeks, including free shipping. Oh, top donation. What? Oh, sorry. Big donation. Breaking news. I'm going to move this over here. Oh, Cutting Turds with Hangers donated $55. Thank you. We're almost up to $500 now because of Cutting Turds with Hangers.
Nice.
Excellent. That's great. That's really great. Thank you, Cutting Turds with Hangers. We did it. So I guess we'll be back next week.
Bread's done.
You're damn right I'm not at the police station. If my spy hadn't warned me, I'd be dead now. I thought your damn ninja was supposed to take care of Robocop for me. That's the deal. I clear the area. He keeps the robot off my back.